he did die in 1830. James did.
1930.
James, Uncle Jim. We say uncle because that's how my mother referred to these people.
They were our great uncles.
It was Uncle Jim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We did the same.
So who have you got now?
We got Link and Jim and Pam. That's three.
You got Brent and Death.
Fred. I'm missing a boy. Yeah, I'm missing Fred's two, actually.
Pam. You got him?
Yeah, I got Pam. Henry.
Henry. Henry Clark, not Henry Clay.
Well, you know, she can be wrong, too. I found that, too.
Well, we love the name like Henry Clay, but...
Uncle Henry.
Well, it could well be.
1859
Clay.
To 1919.
And she had all the babies in the 50s.
Unmarried farmer. He was the one that owned all this around here. He bought it, but he died without issue, you see.
Oh.
So it reverted to his brothers and sisters.
He bought it all.
Well, here you are now located.
Now, do we have Little Eben?
Oh, he only...
Yes, we have Little Eben.
He didn't last long.
Ebenezer Henry, his name was.
He must have been...
He was born January 30th, 1844.
Now, he would have been the oldest. He would have been the oldest.
He was the firstborn. And died October 22nd, 1846. And he's buried with the big stone in the old cemetery.
Gee, that must have been heartbreaking to lose their first one. And then go on and have six more.
1844 is quite a few years before she had the next one.
She must have had the girls.
Well, now, the girls.
Clara.
Yeah.
In between all these boys.
Clara A. Born in Bristol, but doesn't say. Wife of A.J. Dodge.
Yeah, wife of cat.
Well, that's interesting. No dates. Now, how about Jenny? Jenny, who is...
Do you know Uncle Fred had a child, Clara?
Yes.
Who died at the age of 1 month, 6 days.
Oh.
And then he named a second one.
Yeah.
And he had John.
Okay, now you need Jenny.
Oh.
Jenny. Widow of George Ann Lewis.
She had
died June 11th, 1895. At the age of 48 years, 8 months.
Doesn't say when she was, well, right?
47. 1847. Well, so the girls, I would say, were born after little Evan died.
Yeah, right.
Before all those boys.
Mm.
So, Clara could have been born before Jenny, or she could have been born after. We don't know.
Didn't we get Clara?
No.
Didn't give her a birthday, huh?
Well, her age. Was, oh, it doesn't say.
No,
well,
it had her married.
Yeah.
Yeah, she married.
I guess we knew what was important in those days.
Oh. Clara. Francis.
F-R-A-N-C-E.
Married Asa Dodge. F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Mm-hmm. 1852 to 1926.
Okay.
26.
26. Oh, I'm just going to have a record here.
You're going to have 104 years old.
Well.
There. That does that, huh?
Let's do a little working with Bob anyway.
Trash in, trash out. See, here they are.
Oh.
James. Ken. Jen. Sarah and James, the father and mother. Lincoln. Clara. Fred. And Henry.
Good for you. And you could, would you like to put it on the computer too? And, you know, say photo identification or something or other?
Yes. You mean talk it now?
Well, no, I meant have it in print.
Oh.
Somewhere too. I'm feeling my responsibilities very seriously. It's so hard to find all this stuff.
Well, I'll explain it, because we can make a copy of this, right? Just for identification. That's a copy, actually.
I have the original. You should see it. We had a fire, and it was pretty well singed on the edge. And it's episode. You know, but before it deteriorated, we managed to get those copies
good,
made.
Good.
Nancy Dodge actually did that. She took the original from me and took it to Boston and had
good for
bunch
her.
Of copies made and gave to all great grandchildren.
Well, for the record, there's a picture that shows James W. and Sarah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's seven children that live to maturity. And if you look at the picture, in the back row standing are, left to right, James and William Penn. James and William Penn. And then seated from the left are Jenny, Mother Sarah, Father James W., Lincoln, Clara, Fred, and Henry Clay. Only Henry Clark, possibly.
Good.
She was supposed to be named for Jenny Lind, and she was supposed to be named for Clara Barton.
But we didn't.
And we always thought it was Frederick Augustus. And
well, good for William them.
We know it's Frank and Julius, but William Penn was his name.
Yes.
Good for them.
Henry Erskine, I guess.
Bob, you were going to tell me about the apartment you were in, what you remember about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not much of any interest, I can imagine.
It had wallpaper.
Yeah. Sort of.
See, that all had been put up by various people that lived there summers. I mean, there was never any quality. That's a good word. There was very little quality. Just the building stood.
Mm-hmm.
And then people just came in and put a little knick-knack around and slapped up some wallpaper. I mean, it never had the tender, loving care of one individual. I would say, basically, after our great-grandparents died, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, from then on, it was rented out, and I mean, no family as a unit came in and
sure
and kept it in good shape. That's why it deteriorated the way it did. It was just flat dead.
But what I'm trying to figure out is when and why it would have been made into four apartments.
Mm.
Well, because I bet monetarily they could squeeze more people in if they had rent from four apartments. I wonder who the rent went to. I asked you that before.
Yeah.
Who owned it after James W. and Sarah died?
It was all owned by the heirs in common.
The heirs in common. So it must have been somebody who collected the rents and paid the taxes. And
I doubt if anybody paid anything.
You had to pay taxes, didn't you?
Oh, taxes.
How could we find out who paid the taxes?
Town hall, I guess.
Down here in Bristol.
Bristol Town Hall, if they go back, well, they might.
Oh, yeah. They've got records back to the 18th century, I think.
Oh, really? That'd be interesting. Because there must have been one person. There has to be somebody to take charge, to collect the rent. Because I, like I say, over the years, people said, oh, I lived there one winter, or I lived there one... And, of course, I don't know how they kept warm. Well, I know June's parents lived there, and he burned tires in an old flat stove. Can you imagine?
Well, John was telling me that what he remembered was there were four wood stoves.
Yeah.
And his father arranged a year ahead to have enough wood cut to last them. And John's memories not are of cutting wood, apparently he didn't do that, but of every time he went in and out carrying a load of wood.
Right.
And he was quite emphatic that it was warm because Nancy Dodge kept saying, well, you just went there in the summer. No, we lived there all year round at a certain period.
Right.
But he was also quite sure that it was divided up, you see, as far as he could remember.
Right. That's interesting. I didn't know when that happened.
This I don't understand, because I don't understand why old Sam Blaisdell, who was well along in years when he bought it. He only had, I think he had like three children, something like that. He didn't need a whole lot of apartments.
Well, I know it.
And he bought it from John Nichols.
But like you said before, if Uncle Fred and Aunt Ada lived there with John, Jen, and Claire, must have been kind of squeezed.
He was 70 years old when he bought it.
So. Yeah. I mean, you really wonder why he bought it.
Yeah.
Wow, collect rent.
Maybe he made a profit when he sold it to James Erskine.
He didn't live in it. He never even
lived
in it.
No, that's right.
I mean, it seemed to me as if Nancy, his wife, must have played some role in getting him to sell it or in getting James Erskine to buy it.
Yeah, and didn't want to live there.
Because he didn't want to live there.
Must have been awful, wouldn't he, up on that hill in the winter?
Yes. Well, we can.
James was Sarah's uncle.
Okay. This is very important. That I didn't know, and this is the missing link.
You want me to say something about it?
Yes. But this is Sarah Jim Partridge's.
James' wife, Sarah. Right?
Yeah. Yes, I thought whatever you have to say with Sarah's uncle.
Okay, William Erskine married Ruth Cox, C-O-X. Okay? And among their children, she's writing it down word for word. It'll be on the...
Oh, yes. Why am I doing
Among their children were Ebenezer Erskine and James Erskine, who became Colonel James. He married Carolyn Little of Newcastle.
So he was married.
Yes, James Colonel James Erskine married Carolyn Little.
You've got that on your machine.
Of Newcastle. And they bought the old fort farm from Colonel Blaisdell in 1845.
Did it say Colonel?
Colonel Samuel P. Blaisdell.
I didn't know he was a colonel.
I wrote it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I would question that. I would think if he were a colonel, we would know it.
Yeah, I can't find any... Well, I've got it here, too.
Okay.
Just why I have, I suppose, it's...
Yeah.
Blaisdell, Samuel, husband of Nancy Erskine. It doesn't say Colonel there. Anyway, you know more about that than
me. Well, that's my responsibility to find out.
But that's that connection.
The connection that I have nothing on is Sam's wife, Nancy.
Nancy Erskine.
Yeah. Her mother was a Beard or something.
Yeah, Sarah Beard.
Yeah. But how was she related to James?
Well, this guy, Ninon, how do you pronounce it, Erskine, had a brother, Alexander. Mm-hmm. And they were the originals that came here by the name of Erskine. Okay? Now, these two, William Erskine, the father of Nancy,
mm-hmm.
was a cousin of our Erskine. Another William had a cousin William. This one. See, this guy goes back to Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy goes back to his brother.
All right.
Okay.
So
our direct line goes back to Alexander. Nancy's goes back to his brother.
All right.
And they both go back to their father, who was born in England.
Now, this is something that I should copy down.
I'll get it for you. So I'll put it on the computer like this and send it to you.
Wonderful.
Okay. Oh, before I forget it, give me your address.
Okay. Do you have an appointment?
I have to go to work at 1, and I have a few things to do.
Before then.
But
okay.
That's all right.
Well, you tell me when.
Okay.
Betty Berry, 541 East 20th Street, apartment 7C, as in Charles. And that's important. My next door neighbor is named Barry.
Uh-huh.
And they just had a baby. And I get sent all this mail for babies.
Yeah, Barry, Barry, wow.
It's too much for the post office.
Right.
New York, New York.
10010.
Okay.
Okay. Now, did you want me to make copies of those deeds for you?
Yeah, would be nice.
You want these?
Let's just go look at them.
But what I don't have is the deed of, I don't have John Nichols and Alexander Nichols. Betty, would you like this? These deeds?
I don't. Clutter up my life with it.
He'll be the depository.
He's the one with all of.
Now, the Blaisdells put out this little magazine or quarterly twice a year with pictures. And the editor has told me any time I want to write up the story of the courthouse, they'll be glad to run it.
Well, and you'll have two people happy.
Yeah.
Sheila.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing we need before I go is your suggestions about other people to talk to who might remember.
Well, you talk to John. He would be the... I would think he must have given you the best, because he's the oldest.
Yes, and he was very good about...
And he lived there, and I mean, yes. You know, and his memory is amazing from 93 or something.
Oh, yes. But, of course, he was more interested in the lobster business and that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, well, of course, that's because he was in it.
Whereas you remember the furniture.
Yeah, right. But as I say, it was so nothing of any historical interest. As I think of that Lower East Side where I lived, I can't say, well, I expect the bed, that old oak bed, I expect that had been there. If they ever refurbish it, I would be very happy to, it's in my daughter's barn, a garage or something. Be glad to give it back to them because that may have been there for 100 years, something. I don't know. I don't know anything about antiques either.
My feeling is that they won't try to restore it as a residence.
No, but I mean to make a couple of rooms for show.
Yeah, that would be fun.
You know, that's kind of what the Friends of Colonial Pendleton think they want to do, but it's going to be awfully hard because of where they're going to find things of the period.
Now, I have heard that they did save some of the moldings.
Of the rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, to well, that would be the structure.
Yes, exactly.
But to furnish.
But I don't think that can be done. But
well,
step by step.
It would be if somebody got to be in their bonnet to do it. You know, people have interesting hobbies.
That's true. Now, for instance, I interviewed June a few years ago, and I must get back to her. But she spoke about some gold frame portraits.
Of great-grandfather?
I don't know. That hung in the hall. I mean, in reviewing the tape, which I haven't transcribed.
Right. Well, I have one at my house. Of Jane. W.
Okay.
And June has one. I think those are the only two, aren't they, Bob? I don't remember if anybody else having one.
Well, I wouldn't think there would be that many.
Hers is more fancy than mine. It's got more gilt on it.
Is the subject matter the same? Are they both
it's the same. It's that same with the postcard there's a postcard that tells that they gave the site to the state of Maine to refurbish the fort.
Oh, that's all that book that I had exhibits.
Yeah, where is that?
In the back room somewhere.
Well, I think we've done a lot today, and now, you know, we're started, and I have a feeling that we better wrap things up pretty soon for your schedule.
Oh, I'm sorry. I tell you why this is interesting is we've got Richardses on both sides of the family. Our great-grandmother was thankful, Richards.
Great-great-great, Bob.
Great-great-great.
Way back.
I love it. Thankful.
That's on my mother's side, and was it Nancy?
Nancy. Oh, Patience. There was Patience. Couldn't find Patience, so it must be Nancy. There is a Nancy. On our father's side, about five generations back, they were sisters. So that's why we're a little crazy.
So this is all my father's.
Oh, sure.
That's over in Bremen.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't see Enos, this was Enos Richards. And this deed, is that for these five pieces of land?
Yes. Well, you will understand it all much better than I. I just get this.
Well, the deed refers to a survey.
And I will copy off this.
Five pieces all around the old fort.
Oh, wow.
And also the translation. I was very lucky because one year one of the divers from the Angel Gabriel was up staying at Ireland. And he had a little time, so he went over to the courthouse with me because I have no idea of these huge books. I could hardly lift them up. And he got all this stuff out for me.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, he knows. And what's her name? And Sarah T. Richards.
I'll be back. I'm supposed to keep my seat. She in the other room, I guess. So.
Yep. Did you talk to Craig, by the way?
No, I thought I'd got a note to call him.
Yep.
I will. I'll be right back.
It's
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought this was fascinating. And Neil didn't have this. As far as I can make out, I'm the only one who's gotten it.
You don't know what book this is, do you? Of course, the date will tell us.
One of them has the book.
Maybe 2, 3, and 4. Well, 94. Ellis in the same book, huh?
I don't know, because I didn't know enough at the time.
I understand that the registry now has some machine that makes it a lot easier to do old deeds. The old books used to be off.
Oh, this was just beyond me. As I say, if Dick hadn't helped me, we wouldn't have it. But I'll make copies of this for you, Bob.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Now, I don't have your address. You know that? The yellow mailbox.
H.C. 62. Box 171. New Harbor. 04554. No. 04. Oh. That's right.
Well,
you don't have to rush, you know.
No, but this takes a lot of energy.